Hi, I'm Ava Adamson, and this is the very first episode of
First Look with AJ Carr
and Zach Donegan.
Today we'll be diving into March Madness.
All right, today we're going to be taking a look into March Madness, going round by round, region by region, and here we go. First game in the East region, we have Duke versus the winner of North Dakota State and North Carolina Central. I have Duke moving on to the second round. What about you, Zach?
I agree with that.
That Duke with Zion Williamson is pretty much unstoppable against any 16 seed.
Yeah, I agree.
In the next game, we have BCU versus UCF. And
I think this is going to be a closer game than a lot of people think.
I think it is, too. I mean, it's definitely an 8-9 game, kind of a toss-up. I have UCF moving on just because of Taco Falls, that 7-7 center from Africa. I mean, he is definitely one of the best players in the country.
I think I had VCU because I heard their point guard was coming back, and I'm pretty sure he's a great scorer. And Taco Falls, like, a defensive liability, like, in the fast break.
I have Liberty moving on to the next round against Mississippi State. Liberty can really shoot the ball. They really dominated their conference tournament, and I think Mississippi State out of the SEC is just not up to the caliber of tournament there yet. I think the next 2 years, I think they'll be very good.
I think I had Mississippi State winning with their senior leader, Weatherspoon. He's averaging 20 points the last 31 games, and I think they're going to win.
Next game, I have Virginia Tech versus St. Louis. I have Virginia Tech moving on out of the ACC. They're definitely one of the top teams in the country with Kerry Blackshear. He is definitely a 20-10 scorer every night. He will definitely go far in the tournament with his team, especially with their point guard Justin Robinson returning.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maryland versus the winner of Belmont or Temple. I have Maryland moving on just because of their sheer size. They have a greatest size advantage either over Temple or Belmont, whoever wins that game. But they are very young.
Fun fact about Maryland, they committed 13.2 turnovers per game on offense during the regular season. So I don't know.
All right, we'll see. Three seed LSU going up against 14 seed Yale. I have LSU moving on just because based off of talent. They do have a bad coaching situation at the moment.
Their coach isn't coaching this game.
Yeah.
Isn't he, like, doing recruiting right now?
No, he's not recruiting anymore. Oh. He is suspended for the rest of the season.
Paying players.
Yep. Yikes. So, I mean, Yale could pull off the potential upset. I just think LSU was too big, too fast, too strong.
And a lot of people are calling this upset, which I think is going to make it so that they don't get upset. Because they're going to be thinking more about it.
The next game, I think, is a toss-up, Louisville, Minnesota. I have Louisville moving on just because they're in the ACC, and they put up a fight against a couple good teams. They should have beaten Duke. They beat North Carolina.
Minnesota is coached by
Rick Pitino's son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be a weird game for definitely the Pitino family.
But yeah, for sure.
I think Louisville's just going to move on just because of their talent.
I don't know. I think I had Minnesota winning that game, but we'll see.
All right. Next game, we had Michigan State versus Bradley. Michigan State, I had all the way. I know they were a 2 seed a couple years ago against Middle Tennessee State, who was 15 seed, but yeah. I don't think that's always in the back of Tom Izzo's mind. I don't think they're going to choke that again. All right, now into the West region, we have Gonzaga in the first round going against Prairie View A&M, and I think that Gonzaga is just going to win that game pretty fairly easily. There should be no reason that they lose.
I agree with that, yeah.
Next game is Syracuse and Baylor, an 8-9 seed game. I have Syracuse moving on just because of their win against Duke. I think that gives them a lot of confidence. And
yeah, I agree with you. I have Syracuse going all the way. So
next game, we have Marquette and Murray State. I think this is going to be the best game of the first round just because they have Juwan Howard, who is just an amazing scorer, definitely a player for the year candidate. And then Murray State has the best player, I think, next to Zion in the country, and John Morant. I think they will be moving on to the second round.
You have Murray State?
I have Murray State upsetting Marquette.
I don't think John Morant has much around him.
Mm-hmm.
So I have them losing. But I think John Morant will probably have a huge performance, probably boosts his draft stock even more.
I just think Murray State is going to be too much for Marquette. And Marquette has been on a little bit of a slide lately, losing to Georgetown, losing in the Big East tournament, losing that number one seed to Villanova.
That's true. I think they might wake up. Who knows?
Never know. March Madness. Next game is Florida State and Vermont. I have Florida State winning that game pretty handily.
Yeah. I think I had Vermont winning because I just wanted to pick an upset, but Florida State should win. But I have Vermont winning.
Next is Buffalo versus the winner of Arizona State and St. John's. I have Buffalo winning pretty handily.
Yeah, Buffalo's...
Buffalo's really good this year. They made a run in the last tournament. I think this year they can at least make it to the Sweet 16. They're definitely a really good team.
Yeah, I agree.
Next game up is Texas Tech versus Northern Kentucky. Texas Tech a 3 seed this year. I think Texas Tech is a good ball club, but they are just... They're going to win this game, but against Buffalo, I think that's going to be one of the better games of the tournament.
That's going to be a great game. I heard that Texas Tech's defense was, like, the second best in the country.
Their defense is phenomenal.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Next
defense
game
matters in March. I know that.
Definitely does. Next game, Nevada versus Florida. I have Florida pulling off the upset in this game. I watched them live against Georgia in Stegman Coliseum, and they can really shoot the ball. Once they get hot, I mean, they are definitely... pretty much unstoppable. They should have beaten Auburn in the SEC championship or semifinal game, excuse me. But the foul call was not given.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The very end.
The very end of the game. That was definitely very controversial.
I think I have Florida winning that game too.
Michigan versus Montana. I have Michigan winning this game. Going on to the next round shouldn't be any problem.
I agree.
Coming out of the South region, Virginia versus Gardner-Webb. I don't think Virginia is going to overlook Gardner-Webb at all. They should win this game pretty handily, but you never know. I mean, UMBC.
Yeah.
So, next game is Mississippi versus Oklahoma. I have Ole Miss winning this game. I don't think Oklahoma should have been in the tournament. I think that should have been UNC Greensboro's spot, but that's just my opinion.
I agree.
Next game is Wisconsin and Oregon. I love Ethan Happ out of Wisconsin. They are definitely going to win this game. I think Oregon's hot streak will end in the first round.
Yeah, they're really missing Ball Ball right now in his slight frame that leads him to get injured. But, yeah, I think they're really going to hurt him missing, and I think they're going to lose that game.
Next game is Kansas State versus UC Irvine. 13th. I have UC Irvine upsetting Kansas State. They are 31-5 overall as their record. I think they're going to be one of the Cinderellas in this tournament. They dominated their conference. They dominated their conference championship. I think they will make it to the second round and face Wisconsin.
I disagreed with you on this one. I had Kansas State winning, but I think you make a good argument.
Next game, I have Villanova versus St. Mary's in California. I picked Villanova. I think St. Mary's magic has run out from their conference tournament. I think Villanova is on a hot streak, winning the Big East regular season and their Big East tournament championship.
I think that could be a potential upset, but I think Villanova will win. Probably not as much as they would like to win by, but I think they're still going to win.
Next is Purdue and Old Dominion. I think Purdue will win pretty handily. They absolutely dominated Ohio State a couple weeks ago, and they're another tournament team. Ohio State is. I just think Purdue is definitely a good ball club.
Yeah.
Cincinnati versus Iowa. I have Cincinnati winning this game. They won their conference championship against Houston, upset them in the championship game. I think they're a very good team, very underrated at a 7 seed.
Yeah, I think I had it the opposite way. I think I had the other team winning, but I don't know. I didn't know much about them. So,
next game, I have Tennessee and Colgate. I have Tennessee winning that game fairly easily.
Yeah, Tennessee's a good team, as we all saw in the SEC tournament.
But
I don't know how far they'll go, but they're a good team.
Now coming out of the final region, the Midwest, I have North Carolina and Iona. I have North Carolina winning that game pretty handily. They shouldn't have a problem with Iona at all.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, Utah State, Washington. Another, I think, toss-up. Washington's on a downward trend. They're really good in the Pac-12, but the Pac-12 is the weakest conference out of the Power 5, in my opinion. So I think Utah State will beat Washington.
I don't know. You might be right. I don't know. I had Washington.
Why did you have Washington?
I don't know. I didn't watch much Pac-12 basketball, to be honest, but usually Washington's a pretty strong team, well-coached, so moving on.
Next round, we have Auburn and New Mexico State. I have Auburn winning that game. Mexico State can give Auburn a little trouble just if Auburn doesn't make enough three-pointers, which is their strong suit.
Yes.
But I think Auburn will move on. They'll ride their SEC championship win into the tournament.
Yeah.
Next one is Kansas versus Northeastern. I have Kansas winning this one. They definitely have some injuries and some struggles, but I think they will win this one.
I think this is going to be a close game.
I definitely think it will be a close game as well. Next game is Iowa State versus Ohio State. I think Iowa State will win this game, running their Big 12 championship tournament win. They're a very fundamentally sound basketball team. They can shoot the ball really well, and their center, once he gets going, they're unstoppable.
I think I had this as one of the best games. I had Ohio State winning because they had a lot of close games in the Big Ten, which is one of the better conferences in basketball. So I had Ohio State moving on.
Next game is Houston versus Georgia State. Georgia State is year in and year out is a great basketball school. I think they could win this game if they knock down enough threes, but I think Houston is just too talented and they will move on to the next round.
I had Georgia State winning this game, just maybe with the hometown. We're from Georgia. I had Georgia State winning.
Next game is Wofford Seton Hall. I absolutely love Wofford in this tournament. I think they are a really good team. Fletcher McGee can knock down threes from anywhere on the floor. Their center is really good. He can score the basketball at will. They will beat Seton Hall pretty handily, I think.
Seton Hall had a good run. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, they had a good run with a Cinderella seed or team, but I still have Wofford winning.
Next game is Kentucky versus Abilene Christian. I think Kentucky wins that game pretty handily.
Yeah, they had some scares in the regular season, getting blown out by Tennessee one time. But I think Kentucky should come away with a win in that game.
All right, moving on to the round of 32. Starting up top with Duke and UCF, I have Duke winning. They're just too powerful. Taco Falls will get dominated by Zion, and they will be moving on to the next round.
I don't think that's going to be the matchup. I don't think it's going to be Taco Falls-Zion. That's going to be the biggest matchup. I think it's going to be at the guard position. Duke's going to dominate UCF. So.
Next game, Liberty, Virginia Tech. I think Liberty's magic runs out against Virginia Tech. Kerry Blackshear and Justin Robinson with those two guys manning the ship for Virginia Tech. I think they're just going to keep riding all the way for a potential rematch against Duke.
I agree with you.
Next round, Maryland, LSU. I have LSU winning just because I think Maryland is definitely too young of a ball club right now. They're good. They have size, but I just think they're too young.
I have Maryland winning that game. And, okay, I had LSU getting upset this round by Maryland. I guess it wouldn't be too big of an upset because I think that their coaching without their coach is going to kick in the second round, and I think they're going to lose to a well-coached Maryland team.
That's a very valid point. Next game, I have Louisville, Michigan State. I think Michigan State, with McQuaid and Winston, their guard play will overpower Louisville, and they will be moving on to the next round.
I had Michigan State winning this game as well.
Next in the West region, we have Gonzaga, Syracuse. I have Gonzaga winning this game. Syracuse is a good team, but I just don't think they have enough in the tank for Gonzaga.
I have Syracuse winning against Gonzaga. I think Syracuse is always a really well-coached team, really long, really good. I think that Tyus Battle will be back in this game, and he's their leading scorer. So I think they're going to end up with Tyus Battle back on offense. I think they're going to end up winning and going deep in this playoffs.
Next game, I have Murray State, Florida State. I have Florida State winning. I think Murray State's magic runs out here. John Morant, I think, will be too tired after the last game to continue the magic after a very tough Marquette team. But other than that, I think Florida State wins this game pretty handily.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Next game, I have Buffalo and Texas Tech. I have Buffalo winning this game. I don't think Texas Tech I think Texas Tech will underestimate Buffalo, and Buffalo will be moving on to the next round.
I had Buffalo winning this too.
Next game is Florida-Michigan. I have Michigan winning this game. I mean, I think Florida's a good team, but Michigan is just fundamentally sound and better ball club than
Florida's Florida. Always well-coached, always a good team. So it's going to be a closer game than I think you're giving it credit for, but I did have Michigan coming away with a win.
Next out of the South region, Virginia versus Ole Miss. I have Virginia moving on. Ole Miss is good, but they are a little young. Their coach is very good, won Coach of the Year in the SEC. Mm-hmm. But I think they will lose to Virginia.
Yeah, I agree. Virginia is one of the best teams in the country.
Next is Wisconsin. I have them facing UC Irvine. You have them facing Kansas State. Mm-hmm. I think Wisconsin moves on regardless. Ethan Happ is one of the best players in the country. Mm-hmm. I watched Wisconsin a couple times this year, and they have really been fundamentally sound, getting the ball into the post, shooting the three well. I think they're a very good ball club, very underrated.
When have they not been fundamentally sound in the past 5 years? That's what I want to know. They're a great coach team, and I think they're going to move on.
Next is Villanova-Purdue. I have Purdue moving on. I think this game can go either way. I'm just going to go with the higher seed here. Purdue normally pretty much chokes in the tournament every mm-hmm. year. But I think this year is the year for Purdue. They will move on to the Sweet 16 and make it past Villanova.
I had Villanova winning just because of Purdue's struggles in the past years in the tournament. So I'm just basing it off the past. Maybe Purdue's a different team. I don't know.
Next game is Tennessee and Cincinnati. I have Tennessee winning this game. Cincinnati's a good team, but Tennessee with Grant Williams, player of the year, SEC 2 years in a row, mm-hmm. Admiral Schofield, they're just going to be too much for Cincinnati to handle.
Yeah, I think this year is going to be – this is going to be the game that the last Tennessee win of this tournament, but I think they're winning this game.
Next out of the Midwest is North Carolina versus Utah State. I have UNC winning this game pretty handily. Utah State will try to go up and down with them, and they will not be able to. UNC is just too fast. Kobe White is just too good, and they will beat Utah State.
Yeah, I agree. North Carolina will move on.
Next game is Auburn-Kansas. I have Auburn pulling off the slight upset against Kansas. I think Kansas is a good team, but they have just struggled too much this year. They have too many injuries. I think Auburn is too fast for Kansas, and they will move on.
I had Kansas winning just based off of them in the past, but I think that Auburn's a really good club. I think the SEC is going to be really improved next year with a lot of young teams, and that Auburn's going to be one of the teams vying for a championship now that Kentucky isn't the team they were a couple years ago.
Next game is Iowa State versus Houston for me. I have Houston winning. Iowa State, I think, magic runs out. I think they'll be a little tired from the Big 12 tournament and their first round win.
I had
Ohio State.
I had Ohio State, and I had Ohio State winning this game as well.
Wow. Ohio State riding in the Sweet 16 for Zach Donegan.
I think that'll be their last. This will be their last win, but I think they'll get to the Sweet 16.
Next game, Wofford, Kentucky. I think this is going to be probably one of the best games in the second round. Wofford is a very good ball club, as I said before, but I think Kentucky out of the SEC will win this game. I think Wofford can win this game if they make enough threes and their big man rebounds really well. But other than that,
Wofford just doesn't have the depth that Kentucky has. Yes. So that's why I have Kentucky winning.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the Sweet 16. Duke and Virginia. I have Duke, Virginia Tech. I have Duke winning this game. Virginia Tech is good, but I don't think facing Duke for like the third or fourth time.
These teams know each other well, so I think the team that is more talented is going to win this game because they've seen each other so many times. Nothing's going to be new. And I think Duke's going to come away with a close win in Virginia. This will probably be the hardest game until Final Four for Duke.
Next game, I have LSU-Michigan State. You have Maryland-Michigan State. Mm-hmm. I have Michigan State winning this game. Michigan State's a very sound ball club. I think LSU's coaching effect comes in the Sweet 16. Their talent runs out.
I had Michigan State winning this game, coming away with a win, advancing.
Next out of the West, I have Gonzaga and Florida State. I have Gonzaga moving on. I think you have Syracuse and Florida State, I believe. Mm-hmm. And who do you have moving on?
Syracuse.
Why Syracuse? What is Syracuse, the Cinderella that you have here?
I don't think they're much of a Cinderella. They've beaten Duke before, who's supposedly the most talented team in the country, which I agree with. They are the most talented. I think Syracuse, the reason they probably lost to Duke in the ACC tournament, I think mainly was because of Tyus Battle being out, their offensive star. So I have Syracuse coming back and winning this game.
Buffalo, Michigan. I think Buffalo's magic runs out here. Michigan wins mm-hmm. in a very close game. I think maybe even a buzzer beater will happen here. I think Michigan moves on into the next round, into the Elite Eight. And just because I don't like Michigan as a ball club, but they got a very fairly easy region, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Michigan State should have been in this region. That's a topic for debate. that they have had on the selection show. I think Michigan State beat Michigan three times out of the year, won the Big Ten in both the regular season and the tournament, and they got stuck in the region with Duke.
Yeah, I agree. I think Michigan is going to win this game, but they're probably the worst. They're going to be the worst team in the Elite Eight at this point.
Next out of the South, I have Virginia beating Wisconsin in a very close game, but they will move on to the Elite Eight.
I could see Wisconsin winning this game. I could see it happening, but just based off my logic, I'm going to have to take Virginia because I think they're a good team.
Next game is Tennessee and Purdue. I have Tennessee winning this game. Purdue's magic runs out, and I think Tennessee is going to be a Final Four team, especially in my bracket. Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, Bone, they are definitely a good ball club. Grant Williams is just too big, too strong. They will overpower Purdue and win this game.
I had Tennessee winning this. I didn't have them playing Purdue, but I still think they're going to win this game.
Next out of the Midwest, North Carolina and Auburn. I think Auburn's coaching is going to come into effect. Bruce Pearl, he's a good coach, but he's going to try to match North Carolina's fast-paced offense, and that's not how you beat North Carolina, and that's going to be the demise of Auburn.
Yeah, I have North Carolina winning this. I think they're a really deep, really good team, really good guard play. I think they're probably going to win.
Next out of the Midwest, we have Houston versus Kentucky. I see Houston winning this game, but I have picked Kentucky to win. I can see Houston winning this game pretty much like handily if they really shot the three ball well. But Kentucky is just, I think, the better team right here.
Yeah, I think Kentucky is the better team.
All right, moving on to the Elite Eight, Duke, Michigan State. I have Michigan State pulling off the upset, beating Duke. They have three rotating big men, especially in Ward, who's one of the best big men in the country. They will all rotate in. That's 15 fouls you can put on Zion and send him to the line. And Zion, in fact, has 65% free throw percentage throughout his entire career at Duke. Not a very good free throw shooter. If you put him at the line, you have a chance to win the game.
Okay, I don't have Duke losing in this game. I think their guard play is going to be too much. But I do think Zion won't have his biggest game because he's going to get fouled a lot against Michigan State. I think a lot of people are going to question if Zion's going to be able to take them to the championship after this game. But I think they're going to come away with a win.
I think McQuaid and Winston are one of the best guard duos in the country. I definitely have them winning this game.
I think a lot of people would argue that the best guards in the country are Trey Jones and RJ Barrett. So it's a toss-up. That's going to be a good game.
Next out of the West, Gonzaga and Michigan. I have Gonzaga winning this game. I think you have Syracuse?
I have Syracuse winning this game.
Wow, Syracuse back to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And two out of the last 3 years. That's crazy. In the South, Virginia, Tennessee. I have Tennessee pulling off the upset here. I think Grant Williams will match up well against Virginia's defense. Virginia, I think, will not shoot the ball very well like they did against Florida State. I think if Tennessee copies what Florida State did in the ACC tournament, they will win this game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Next on the Midwest, North Carolina, Kentucky. Rematch from 2 years ago.
Great game.
In the same like style in the Midwest region in the Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. That game was one of the best games I've ever watched in March Madness. Luke May hit the buzzer beater at the end to win. I think North Carolina will win again.
I think North Carolina will come away with a win. Probably going to be a bigger lead than they had the last matchup. But I think North Carolina comes away with a win. I think they're probably the second best talented, maybe, team in the country. But I think they're probably better coached than this team. So I think they're going to come away with a win.
In the Final Four, I have Michigan State and Gonzaga in the first game. Michigan State, I have pulling off the win and making it to the championship game. I think that Gonzaga does not match up well with their guards. I think Gonzaga's bigs will match up, and that will be a very big-like game, but I definitely think it comes down to Cassius Winston and McQuaid shooting the three ball, taking it to the hoop, and they will pull the win out for Michigan State.
I can see that happening for sure. I have Michigan State advancing to the Final Four as well.
Tennessee and North Carolina in the other Final Four game. I have UNC beating Tennessee just because they will be able to outrun and outpace Tennessee. Tennessee's big men and Grant and Schofield, they will be tired pretty quickly. And I think UNC will pull out the win and get back to the championship game.
Yeah, I think UNC is going to be in the championship, but against a different team than you. So, yeah.
All right, I have Michigan State, North Carolina for the national championship, and I have UNC winning in a very close 79-74 win. Michigan State will match up well with their guards and Kobe White and Kenny Williams, but Kenny Williams will be able to lock up Cassius Winston. He should have been all ACC defensive team. I think Cam Johnson will absolutely light it up from the three-point line this game, and so will McQuaid. They will be battling it out. And three, I think Ward matches up well with our bigs and Garrison Brooks, but I think Brooks has a slight edge over Ward there. But I think North Carolina will have a slight win, definitely one for the ages here.
Yeah, I think the best game of the tournament is going to be the Syracuse-Duke game in the Final Four. Did I have that in the Final Four?
Yeah, you had that in the Final Four.
Yeah, I had Syracuse-Duke. I think Syracuse comes away with the upset win, and they're going to take that momentum against North Carolina. These teams are well-versed against each other as well, and I think Syracuse is going to come away with the win.
What do you think is going to be the tiebreaker for the final score of that game?
I think it'll probably be like maybe 87-84 Syracuse.
Definitely a high scoring close matchup there.
I think
Syracuse, North Carolina.
I think this is a great tournament this year. I think there's probably 10 teams that could all win. And I think that I just think Syracuse is going to come up with a win, but
all right, that's it for the first edition of First Look. I think Zach and I are planning on doing a NFL draft podcast for our next edition of First Look. Be on the lookout for that. And this has been the Odyssey Media Group and AJ Carr,
Zach Donegan,
and Ava Adamson.